hundreds, if not thousands, of people surrounding some of these aid trucks that were able to enter northern Gaza. Some of the very few aid trucks that have actually been able to make it in there. And you can see in this video by the Israeli, from the Israeli military, the crowds of people around these trucks. But what appears to have happened is that the Israeli military opened fire on some of these people who were surrounding these trucks. An Israeli military official telling us that the crowd approached the forces in a manner that posed a threat to the troops, and they say that those troops then responded with live fire. Now, eyewitnesses on the scene have told us that Israeli tanks as well as drones opened fire on this crowd.
Israel's war crimes, funded and supported by the United States, are being witnessed all over the world. Several nations are demanding a ceasefire, but Netanyahu rejects all of it. Israel unabashedly believes they are the superior race of God's chosen people, and that genocide is their birthright. Israeli soldiers are boasting about the women they've murdered and pillaged. And they are posing in the beds of dead Palestinian children and babies who they've slaughtered.
Seeing our soldiers now in Gaza fighting, can't say words like genocide or like baby killers. We do, however, and it's important to say, kill babies.
And now Jews in Canada and the U.S. are saying that the genocidal state of Israel is selling real estate that they've stolen from Palestinians in synagogues across the world.
Yeah, hi. So I'm Rabbi David Mivasser. I'm an active member of Independent Jewish Voices Canada. And I'm here today outside a synagogue where they're selling properties built on land stolen from Palestinians. There's a real estate agency that's come here today to Toronto to sell properties built on stolen Palestinian land. It's kind of unbelievable that Canada permits this. It's clearly illegal. So we're here today to call that out and, God willing, to make it stop.
Hi, my name is Rich Siegel. I'm a 25-year homeowner here in Teaneck. I'm Jewish. The reason that I'm telling you that I'm Jewish is because I have a concern about something that's going on in the Jewish community. On March 10th, there is scheduled to be an Israeli real estate sales event at the Keter Torah Synagogue. That event violates both domestic law and international law. Violates domestic law because we had a Civil Rights Act in 1965 and a Fair Housing Act in 1968. We don't allow real estate events to be for whites only, for Jews only, for anybody only. Now, as Jews, we don't get to fly under the radar and break the law and hide it in a synagogue. It violates international law because West Bank settlement homes are going to be available for sale at this real estate event. On the website, it lists three different West Bank settlements. Those settlements are in and of themselves illegal by international law. If we allow this sale to go through, we are enabling a local synagogue to violate both domestic anti-discrimination laws and international law. Now, there's other reasons we shouldn't allow it, okay? There's a genocide going on right now. I don't care who that offends. More than 35,000 people have been killed. More than 13,000 children have been killed. People in this community are in deep mourning. People in this community are angry. I'm angry. What this real estate event is going to do is it's going to fan the flames.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.